This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tens of thousands of people have been put out of their homes by Hurricane Harvey, so far, we should say. And once the rain stops falling and the water runs off, all those people are going to get a better idea of just how much the flooding is going to cost them and the federal government. Flood insurance in this country is mostly handled by the National Flood Insurance Program, a federal program that already, as Craig Fugate pointed out a minute ago, is $25 billion in the hole. Marketplace's Rima Kreis explains what that program is and why it is so buried in debt.
For the last 2 days, 25-year-old Sean Burt has been crashing on his friend's air mattress. His home in Spring, Texas is ruined with the heavy downpour seeping in.
Through my front door, my front window of the house, came in through the bathroom downstairs. It just was coming in from everywhere.
Burt set up a GoFundMe page. That's after he realized his homeowner's insurance does not cover floods.
Honestly, never really expected my house to get flooded.
At least 80% of those affected by Harvey don't carry flood insurance, says Chuck Watson of NQ Research.
It's because if you're not in a flood zone, chances are nobody even asked you if you wanted flood insurance.
Only people in flood risk areas who carry mortgages are required to buy insurance, and most have to turn to the National Flood Insurance Program, a program that owes billions to the Treasury. With Katrina alone, it paid out more in claims than it had in its entire history up to that point.
The Treasury is loaning the flood insurance program money, but it can never pay it back because before it can pay it back, there's another storm.
And the rates are not high enough to offset losses, says Carolyn Kuski. She's a researcher with the Wharton Risk Management and Decision Processes Center.
Congress didn't want to unfairly penalize those homeowners who built before they were told that they were at risk. So they've been getting discounts on their rates.
She says one solution is to actually price based on risk and to give those discounts to lower income people. It's something Congress could consider when they decide whether to extend the program next month. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.